Welcome in now here to another season of Trojan Preview here on KJN, a new high school football season upon us, and a bit of a new era here for Atlantic football with new head coach Mike McDermott. To coach, thanks for giving us some time.
Yeah, hey, thanks for all your coverage. We appreciate your support, and I'm just happy to be here.
Well, if folks have been listening, they might have caught a previous interview we did with you, but I'll go ahead and kind of give them a little bit of a repeat here to remind them of who you are. You've been here with the program for a long time, but I guess what pieces of the level have you been involved with?
Well, I was just talking with a teacher the other day that I've been here, I guess, since 1980 as a student and then now as a teacher. So I played here back in the early 90s and ended up coming back and teaching here and coaching into the early 2000s. So just been assistant up to this point, and now I'm just happy for the opportunity to be the head coach.
Well, we've talked a little bit with you already about transition. You know, you make a few changes, obviously, with the coaching staff and then with the way that you want to run the program. You've talked like that's gone pretty smooth. The kids have responded really well.
Yeah, for the most part, been real pleased. I mean, we've done things a little bit different, I'm sure. I don't really know how things were done in the past, but it's kind of been a brand new clean slate, so to speak. We're giving everybody a chance to get on the field and show us what they can do. That's been kind of a little bit of the slow part of it is, you know, the kids have to kind of adapt to how we want things done. So we're still working there. We're not quite to where we want to be, but we're pretty close.
And go ahead and, I guess, reintroduce those guys that are working alongside of you.
Yeah, defensive coordinator Lee Satoff, a guy I've coached with, seems like forever. The good thing about Lee and I is, you know, he knows what I want to do and I know what he wants to do, and we work real well together. So that's just been, it's been great, even at the varsity level again. So I know he's excited. JV coaches, Justin Williams is helping us there. He teaches out at the EOC and is the head soccer coach. Gaylord Schelling is back, former coach here. I played under Gaylord and coached under Gaylord, so he's helping with the offensive line and defensive line. His motor's running again, so that's good to see out of him. Just a wealth of knowledge there. And at the freshman level, Alan Jenkins, our head basketball and track coach, and then Brandon Krause, who helps me in some other sports and is the assistant to Alan in basketball as well. So we got a good core group there. We got a couple volunteers. Scott Metzler has coached a little bit up north. He's in town now working out at the country club. And then, we're moving forward with that.
Well, I'm sure that part of that's got to be fun for you guys as well, getting back together with everybody you've coached with. You've got a coach with you that you said you played under, you coached under, and then you've also got a guy that played for you for a time as well on the coaching staff. So kind of fun to probably have everybody together and working for one goal there.
Yeah, they're all, focused on just, making Atlantic better. And that's what we were searching for as far as, assistant coaches, guys that knew a little bit about me already, but, we're all with that common goal. And, the same thing is true at our middle school programs. Coach Duff is staying at the eighth grade. Same deal. He's had some head coaching, background a little bit, but is just focused on making us better there. So we got a new guy in Joe Brummer at the seventh grade level who, played at Morningside. He's just been tremendous. I think both those groups are getting a lot of kids out. They just started practice the other day, and I want to say the eighth grade is, pushing close to 40 kids again, and the seventh grade is pushing close to 30. So, the future looks okay.
Oh, and you've talked early on that competition's been really good with your guys trying to fight for positions. Has that continued here this final week of practice?
Yeah, we've kind of a pleasant surprise. Going into game week, I didn't really know how our kids would respond, and especially against, a little bit tougher offense to figure out with Clarinda. Very, very pleased with the competitive level and the way we've practiced this week.
Well, you had an opportunity last week to have a scrimmage with Red Oak. What are some of the positives and negatives you took away from that?
Well, we were cut short a little bit by lightning. I think we've got about 13 plays on offense and maybe 10 plays on defense, but it was still good. We were rushed a little bit, real concerned about our emotional level. Just playing with some emotion, that was the one thing we probably brought out of that. I don't know if the clouds came in and everybody felt a little dreary, but we had to address that this week. Matter of fact, we've practiced with our kids how to celebrate and how to celebrate on the field with their teammates and not by themselves. We want all of our guys celebrating with each other. So we had a couple drills. It kind of sounds kind of crazy, but we have to teach them how to celebrate, and it's been good.
Well, and now you move on. You faced an opponent here that the program is familiar with here with the last few years in Clarinda. As you mentioned, they run a very unique offense. Spinner back is what they term the lead man there on the field. But they do have some new faces plugging into that, and that can always be difficult as well. What have you been able to gather from them, and what are you doing to prepare your guys?
Well, we put together a game plan on Sunday night with the rest of the coaching staff. But, we kind of want to get to that point where Clarinda is. They brought in Coach Shilb a few years ago, and boy, has he, really done some nice things with them. And that's where, that's what we want to try and do is get to a program that's, tough year in and year out. So with that being said, their offense is a little bit tricky. And just defensively, I had to go back. I told the kids last night, we were working a little bit on punt return. I said, I had to go back 3 years. They haven't punted against us in 3 years. So I had to really research how they were going to line up for punt. So that's a goal of our defense is we need to get a three and out and multiple of them. The other thing is I think they had 374 yards rushing last year. They only completed maybe one pass. That's a goal of us too. We've got to limit them on the ground, and that gives us a chance to be successful.
Well, yeah, I guess something right away that is going to get your guys prepared. As a team, you're going to have to tackle well against. You're going to have to play good responsibility football. So, a good early test here in the non-district.
Yeah, we told our guys, hey, we just want to get out there and play hard. We'll let the chips fall where they may, but if we play hard and play disciplined, that's the other area we've really focused on over the last 2 weeks is discipline. Things like just running on and off the field. It sounds pretty simple, but it makes a difference. Touching lines when we're doing some running things and running to all the way through cones. Those are the type of things that we're working on right now. We're not necessarily talking wins and losses. Those will take care of themselves if you do the right things.
Well, I've talked to some other coaches here early on in the preseason and getting into these non-district games, and they talk about it maybe being a little bit more about yourself here at this point. You're still trying to do what you can do the best and not necessarily always changing for the opponent, especially when it's non-district. It's not affecting your postseason eligibility, those types of things. Is that, kind of the philosophy you take towards it as well here, especially early on with the new program?
Yeah, definitely. That's something we've talked about as coaches is, we just need to be concerned with ourselves right now. We don't need to look at what everybody else is doing. We want to try and emulate some programs as far as, the success they've had. But over and all with X's and O's, we're just concerned about us right now.
And I guess with a new program, the game day experience maybe becomes a little bit different. What's some of the routine that you're going to have your guys go through?
Well, we're gonna let them, on home games, we'll let them get away from school a little bit, go do whatever they do, whatever it takes for them to get prepared. Not everybody's the same, and we're going to see how that works out. We'll bring them back a little bit earlier, get into some meetings, and just some refresher on the chalkboard, and then get out and get warmed up. So that was one thing that we wanted to try and do down in Red Oak. Is do our actual pregame for a road game, and that got cut short due to Mother Nature. But we've got to be flexible, and I talked to our kids too a little bit about that. Is things aren't always going to go your way, and a lot of times you're going to have all these great plans, and then Mother Nature's going to squash them. So we need to bend a little bit there and be able to adapt to those those type of things that come along.
Well, we've already alluded to this a little bit, but I guess what are you looking to take away from game one? What are you, as a coaching staff, going to be happy with if the guys come out and do on Friday night?
Well, we've talked a lot about it, and that's just playing hard. Are we playing good, sound, fundamental football? Are we tackling well? Are we blocking well? Are we taking care of the football? And, we've spent a considerable amount of time on special teams. I really like what I see there. We've got some guys that can do some things on special teams. So I hope, that translates to Friday night.
Well, good luck to you here in game number one, Coach. And we look forward to continue speaking with you and following you here throughout the season.
Yeah, thanks, Chris.
All right, that's New Atlantic head football coach Mike McDermott. That's going to be Trojan preview here for week number one on KJN.